Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joins us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Mike, what is your reaction to the reports that Aaron Rodgers will be going back to the Packers?
Change all my 13-4.
Not surprised, obviously. D-Mac and Tyler were talking about all kinds of scenarios regarding this Aaron Rodgers things for the last several months, and it did kind of seem a couple months ago, or a couple weeks ago, that this was where it was heading. The last, you know, he still had his cryptic messages out there, the last dance photo.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what he meant by that now is that this is the last year, just like the last dance for Jordan and Pippen, for him and Devontae Adams. If I was Jordan and Pippen, I'd be a little miffed by the comparison, but that's the way it's looking. You know, Aaron Rodgers, after all that and you know, fussing, he wound up with a rather, you know, from the beautiful mystery and all that, it's rather uninspiring result, I think, in the end, especially for Broncos country.
Did you ever feel like it was close enough that you could, I'm not going to say tangibly dream, did you feel like it was close enough that it was realistic to dream about it?
I thought that Rodgers was sincere in wanting out of Green Bay. And had he been available for trade, the Broncos would have been right up there on the list to get the deal done. The problem was, in between all that, was the Packers were adamant, and they were consistent about this, saying they weren't going to trade Aaron Rodgers. And apparently, they convinced Aaron Rodgers of that, you know, here in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, that's, you know, there are some various things that came out here recently, but the Packers never wavered that they weren't going to trade him. Aaron Rodgers found a solution. I guess he's got some concessions that he can get out after next year.
What are those? I mean, is there anything tangible about that?
I don't know, and it doesn't matter. You know, wait till next year doesn't work in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Brooklyn Dodgers here in the NFL. He's going back to Green Bay this year, and anything can happen.
Right.
And but he's not coming to the Denver Broncos. You know, that I thought it would reach a point where the Packers would have no choice, that Rodgers would not show up. And by not showing up, you know, even last week there were rumors he was going to retire to kind of force the hand.
Right.
And, you know, had that happened at some point this year, the Packers could have, you know, said uncle and traded him, and then the Broncos would have been first in line. It never got that far. You know, he wound up kind of, I don't know if crawling back to the Packers is the right word. You know, he's going to be able to save face with whatever these concessions are. But, you know, it would have been close if it got to X. It never got to X for the Broncos.
You know what's funny to me, Mike, is so many people were like, he's done and it's over and they lost him and all this stuff, saying there was some sort of finality to everything. But at the end of the day, he never came out and said anything. And at the end of the day, there was something that could be done to get him back there, which, you know, that is why those that did say Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that much leverage, I think were more right than wrong. And I do think the Broncos were in the mix right before the draft. I do think that is for real. It didn't work out. The Rodgers people, through the media, tried to push the accelerator right there during draft, and it didn't work. And that was it. And then he never really had the courage to do something outrageous and walk away, that sort of stuff. He never did. So, I don't know, man.
Maybe it's hard to believe he's such a smart guy. It's, you know, maybe he was a little naive, you know, that he thought he could just say he wanted out and therefore he would get out. You know, that's not the way it worked. The Packers had him under contract for 3 more years. And from what I understand, you know, the Packers did approach Aaron Rodgers about readjusting his contract in, you know, prior to free agency to make it more cap friendly so they could pursue other players. And Rodgers wouldn't do it at the time. You know, he was mad at him. And he did go on the Kenny Mayne, and he did make some things about, you know, it's about the people and the culture. And he did voice some displeasure about the Packers there. But you're right. It did get worked out. He didn't have the leverage that he thought he would. And, you know, he gained, some things, I guess, from this new contract with the Broncos. But the whole thing falling apart and him winding up with the Broncos, I think that possibility was there only had he held out from training camp and didn't report. And it would have, I said all along, this thing wouldn't reach its head if he didn't show up until a week prior to the regular season, and it just never got that far.
What about Deshaun Watson? Do you think that's a dead deal? Do you think there's any interest from the Broncos?
Well, you know, I think the Broncos were interested in Deshaun Watson before the 22 civil lawsuits happened. All those things are still pending. I think that's still kind of status quo. Although the Texans apparently are putting out word that they will trade Deshaun Watson with all the baggage he has. I think, you know, those lawsuits would have to be resolved before any team, not just the Broncos, any team would acquire him.
Hi, Mike. The number one question tomorrow at the barbecue, the state of the Broncos, will be what?
With Aaron Rodgers resolved, is the team for sale or are you going forward with Brittany, Joe Ellis?
Okay.
Don't you think? Yeah, I think, that's in light of the lawsuit getting dismissed. Mm-hmm. The lawsuit brought about the trustees by the two eldest daughters. With that, there's still uncertainty on the ownership of the team as far as what the next steps are. And there is no more real question. I mean, you can beat around, you can bring up Rodgers, but that's down to Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke now. No ifs, ands, buts about it as they report to camp tomorrow.
We appreciate it. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Wow. Okay, well, what do you think about that question, Tyler?
Well, I guess,
interesting one.
I would be surprised if that's a storyline in the middle of the year. I mean, are you expecting any movement on ownership front during the season?
I am not. But yeah. I think that question or form of that question will be asked to set the tone.
Tomorrow,
yeah. Because tomorrow
then it's probably done.
Oh, yeah.
So I could get, I see why Mike said that for tomorrow, for sure. I get that.
Yeah.
Probably will be asked. But after that, once we start training camp,
yeah,
I'd be shocked if ownership is any part of the storyline during the season.
Yeah, but like you kind of
other
have
than man, if things are still terrible, look at this, we don't have an owner.
You kind of have to ask it tomorrow because it's the only time of the year that usually Joe Ellis is there, and usually he does answer questions like that, and you just kind of, that's kind of it. That's that, and just sits there for the rest of the time. I mean, it's been quite a off season for Joe and the trust and the, you know, there's another lawsuit going out there that's supposed to go to trial in September with the right of first refusal thing with the Kaiser estate going on. But you're right. That's it. It'll be asked. It'll be answered. Likely, it'll be like we're still in a decision-making
mode. We won't get
mode.
Much of an answer because if in theory there is some settlement that is in the works, they're not going to acknowledge that. So if they're working towards a sale of the team, that won't be acknowledged. So it'll probably be we're right where we always were, and we need the family to all agree on Brittany or else the team will be sold. I mean, seriously, what has changed? I don't think anything's changed.
Well, that might have changed. That's an interesting one.
Okay, help
that's
me.
That well t- because Joe's point with that was all the kids have to agree.
Meaning
we're
the
not,
lawsuits are over.
Correct.
Okay,
and now the lawsuits are over, whether or not they're agreeing publicly. But there aren't going to be any adult children that we're aware of that are going to contest anything. So is not contesting anything and agreeing the same thing? Actually, that's a pretty good question right there. You could ask Joe that, I suppose.
Well, I guess it's not the same thing in theory, but legally and for all fundamental purposes, what matters is that the fight is over. And if the fight is over, then yes, they're in agreement.
Right. And so if that's the case, then logically, why wouldn't it be Brittany? But then again, Joe could sidestep.
Because logically, they could be in the middle of a settlement in which they're coming to an agreement on selling the team.
Right, which is what we all suspect. But certainly Joe's not going to, you know, say that.
No,
either.
Of course not.
So it's a question or a form of questions that...
And what kind of shape is Bezos going to make this stadium look like?
Oh, my God. Now, that would be funny. Huh? If somebody... Boy, you got more... That would be funny.
Take it easy on the shapes, Bezos.
That would be so funny.
KKFN, what? KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.